What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled "The Jews Are Begging for Extermination." This is a viewer request video. So, as you guys know, I'm driving around Eastern Europe. I just rented this car a couple of days ago in Riga, and now I'm just going all over the Baltics, enjoying life, having fun. Believe it or not, guys, this car actually cost me $50 for the whole week, plus $20 for them to clean it up when I come back. I'm going to show you the receipt over here. I just want to make sure that there's no personal information on it, because the last thing I want is a good coach bitch bill to, like, you know, find out any information about me. So let's see. I'm looking at the receipt right now. I'm just I just want to make sure that there's no identifying info over here. Okay, that's cool. All right, so as you guys can see, make sure that no identifying info. Alright, guys, so I don't know if you guys can see it. It's like 74 euros. If you convert that to American, just add 5%. So you're looking at well under $80, guys. So for well under $80, I get this Toyota Yaris. And that includes them washing the car, because here in Latvia, you guys have to keep in mind, here in Latvia, guys, what ends up happening is that because of rain, mud, slush, all that stuff, I had this car for a few days, it's already dirty on the outside, you know. Back in Florida, where I come from, guys, it rains, so you pretty much get car washes from God, you know, on a daily basis in Florida. But here, guys, nah, you either wash the car yourself, or you pay them 20 euros to do it for you. Now, I'd much rather have them wash the car, because they're gonna wash it from the inside and the outside. You know, when in California, guys, a lot of times in California, guys, when I rent a car and I send it back, they end up charging me like $100 to clean it, because, well, you know, I sleep in cars and all that nigger shit. I mean, I'm not gonna do that here in the Baltics, you know. I'm not gonna sleep in a car, or maybe I will, but whatever the case is, guys, it's just better for me to say, yo, man, here's an extra 20 euros on top of the 53 euros. You guys clean the car, and all I have to do is park it, hop on the plane, and bye-bye, Miss American Pie, all right? So, yeah, this car, guys, is costing me the equivalent of, like, $11 a day. Riga is super cheap, I'm telling you, guys. Now, gas, on the other hand, is like 1.7 euros. So what that means is that this is a 42-liter engine. So this car is going to cost me about 80 American dollars to fill up. Now, this car is hybrid, which is battery and gas. But the thing you have to keep in mind is that at the end of the day, I'm still paying more for gas here to fill this car up than to fill up my Benz back in America, you know. My Benz is like, what, 16 gallons, 16 and a half gallons. It cost me like $50 to fill up my Benz back in America. This car is 42 liters, which is, 42 liters is like, what, 10 gallons, 11 gallons, something like that. But yet, it's gonna cost me $30 more to fill up this car, because gas here in Europe is literally twice as much as in America, okay? Like, gas in America is like $3 and some change. The gas here is like at least $7 if you do the conversion from euro and liters to dollars and gallons. So I'm actually spending more on the motherfucking fuel than I am on renting the damn car, you know. The good news is it has a range of about 700 kilos, 700 kilometers, which is well over 450 miles, I guess, or 460 miles. So at the end of the day, guys, it's like me driving my Benz back in America. So even though this is like a hybrid brand new car. But anyway, guys, this video is not about renting cars in Riga, even though it's hella cheap. But if you wanted to go into Lithuania, you wanted to go into like Estonia, you will have to pay an extra 50 euros per country, okay? So it's better for me to park this car on the border of Lithuania, border of Estonia, hop on a bus and go into Estonia and what you may call it. Because again, you're gonna pay an extra 50 euros for this car to cross the border, and then gas on top of that, it's just way cheaper to use the bus and train system in the Baltics than it is to drive around in the car, to be honest with you. You know, the only reason I'm doing this, driving around in the car, is simply to have the freedom to do whatever the fuck I want. Otherwise, you're really better off using the bus and the metro system. Not to mention flying around Europe is like dirt cheap. You know, like a ticket from here to like fucking Warsaw is like 20 bucks, okay? So anyways, going back to the point of this video, the Jews are begging for extermination. Now, this over here, guys, this is Monster. This is what we have back in America, zero sugar. Believe it or not, guys, this here cost about $1.50, okay? You can't buy this in America for $1.50 anymore, you know? Maybe if they have it on sale, maybe if you buy a 12-pack, but you just can't walk into fucking Publix or even Walmart and buy one of them for $1.50, you know? Unless, again, it's on sale. But in Latvia, guys, where I bought this a couple yesterday, you can buy this for $1.50. And it's the same shit we have in America, you know? Yeah, it's the same shit. Tastes the same too. So, the Jews are begging for extermination, and this was a viewer-requested video. On MGTOW TV, guys, you can actually have custom video requests. If you're a content creator, go to your monetization section in settings. Put the price for how much you charge for a custom video. Put in the description of you of how long, what the video is going to be about, what people to expect. You know, in my case, I do videos about like religion, relationships, you know, business, maybe a little bit of traveling. Obviously, I'm not going to do a video about medicine because that's beyond my scope. So for content creators, you can go to the monetization section in settings, let people know what type of video requests that they can make from you, how much you're willing to charge. And you as a user, a viewer, you can go to the drop down section in MGTOW TV, go to video request, and request a video from your favorite content creator. Anyway, so I was not gonna do a video about what's going on in Israel. Everybody was asking me what's going on in the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. I wasn't gonna make a video about it because this is all planned. You know, at this point, guys, they are all in on it, but because somebody paid me for it, making this video. Alright, here's what you guys need to understand, man. The Jews and the Shias are in on it, okay? At the end of the day, Mossad created Hamas, okay? That's a fact. I've already boosted a couple of videos. I've given you a couple of proofs. Mossad created Hamas, okay? Here's what you guys need to understand about Zionists, okay? Zionists are chosen by Satan. Like Sheikh Imran Hussein says, the Zionists are Dajjal's warriors, okay? These people are Satan worshippers, okay? They just say, oh God this, God that, just so Goyim can think, oh yeah, they're chosen by God. Nah, they're chosen by fucking Satan. That's what these Zionists are. And you don't even have to be a Jew to be a Zionist, don't believe me? Ask a child molester Biden. You don't even have... You could be a Muslim and be a Zionist. You know, look at the Monkey King of Saudi Arabia, you know? He's a proud Zionist. The guy's hardcore Satanism. In fact, even the Prophet Muhammad himself said the horns of Satan are going to emerge from the interior lands of Najd, of Saudi, of the Arabian Peninsula. And where is the ruling family from? They're from Najd, okay? So the Saudi ruling family is Satanist, okay? All a Zionist means is that you believe Satan is going to land on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. That's all a Zionist really is. So, what the Zionists are doing, guys, and this is all part of their Zionist plan, okay? They have to do the whole, we are on behalf of God, we are doing ABC. Okay, what the Jews and the Shias are doing, it's called self-fulfilling prophecies, okay? Self-fulfilling prophecies are for losers, and I'm going to tell you why. You see, God says you cannot hasten or delay what I have in store, okay? What the Jews and the Shias are doing is that they're trying to hasten something. But they can't, because you can't do it. So what ends up happening is that Satan will come to you and be like, hey man, if you do 1, 2, 3, you will get this, okay? Kind of like how Satan tricked Eve into eating. Well, he didn't even trick her, you know. He just told her, hey bitch, if you just eat this fruit, you know, you're gonna have money. And even he didn't even trick her, man. She just went along with it, you know. Eve just went along with it just for the sake of going along with Satan, you know. Coincidentally, I was at the Funny Fox Pub. As you guys know, that's where I make the videos about the curry still sinking and shit like that. And I know it's Halloween, but all the girls in there, They were wearing the devil horns, you know? You know those devil horns that women wear? They were all wearing that. What's that telling you guys, okay? I know some of you can say, well, it's freaking Halloween, man. It's like not a big deal. Dude, you can wear just about any fucking Halloween costume you want. Why the fuck are you wearing the horns of Satan? Guys, women also have self-fulfilling prophecies, okay? Just like you have women who come out and say at the age of 18, 19, oh, my dog is my best friend, I'm gonna live with my dog forever, I don't need any man, I'm gonna die alone. It's all self-fulfilling prophecies. A lot of these loser women out there, guys, they all have self-fulfilling prophecies of everything is gonna go bad, so why even bother? And even if a woman does get into a relationship, she will purposely destroy the relationship because of her self-fulfilling prophecies. Like I said, self-fulfilling prophecies are for losers, and I'm gonna tell you why. A self-fulfilling prophecy, guys, is the equivalent of saying to God, you can't fire me, I quit. You are overruling God. And when you overrule God, that is a form of shirk. Shirk in Semitic languages means to associate with, okay? This is why if you commit suicide, you go to hell directly. No return ticket, okay? Because when you commit suicide, you have overruled God. Once you overrule God, that's it. There is no coming back for you, okay? And just to give you an idea of how easy you can fall into shirk or associating with God, let's say a hot girl comes up to you and says, hey big boy, buy me alcohol or no pussy. And I've had that happen before. I told the bitch, get the fuck away. You know, get lost, bitch. So, had I bought alcohol for that woman just to get her pussy and I died at that moment, guess where I would be going? I'd be going to hell for eternity, right? Because that woman has overruled God. So all these people out there who believe in self-fulfilling prophecies, they are overruling God. And this is exactly what the Jews and the Shias are doing. You see, at the end of the day, the Jews and the Shias, they believe in the same thing. You guys need to understand, Shiaism is something that's only been around for a couple of hundred years. Well, guess who started the whole Shia movement? The Jews, okay? So, the Jews and the Shias, they have the same common person, okay? The Shia believe in the Mahdi. The Jews believe in Moshiach. At the end of the day, the Moshiach and the Mahdi are the same thing because these people are doing a self-fulfilling prophecies. Now, from a genuine Muslim perspective, the Mahdi is some guy who has a moral backbone and he's gonna try to do something with his own hands to change shit, okay? That's all the Mahdi is. The word Mahdi in Arabic means guided one, okay? That's it. So imagine Sheikh Imran Hussein, 40 years younger and of Middle Eastern descent. That's all a Mahdi is, okay? The Mahdi is not a prophet. And because Mahdi is not a prophet, the Mahdi does not know he is the Mahdi. Let me say that one more time. Because the Mahdi is not a prophet of God, he does not know he's the Mahdi. So what's happening is that the Shia and the Jews, they're creating this self-fulfilling prophecy to bring in Satan into this world, okay? The Shia believe once world war starts to happen, that this Mahdi is magically gonna show up and, like, save them. The Jews magically believe once people start exterminating them that the Moshiach is gonna show up and save them, okay? This is the whole point of everything that's going on. At the end of the day, Jews and Persians, they need, and the Shia, they need war. They need nukes to fall because they're telling their God, and their God again is Satan. There, you know how you want to put somebody's, somebody's back to a corner and be like, all right, man, you know, women do this all the time, right? You know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to slit my, you know, wrist. Come and protect me, beta male. Come and give me money. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, right? So this is what the Jews and the Shias are doing, is that they're saying to their God, which is Satan, they're saying, look, nukes are flying. Come save us, God. And, you know, Satan is just having fun with these people. That's all there is to it, guys. You know, Satan said to God, with the exception of your strongest, most staunchest supporters, I'm gonna take everybody to hell with me, you know? And, you know, this is why I haven't made a video about what's happening in the Zionist state, because all this stuff I've been saying for years, and in all honesty, if you put one and one and one together, it all makes perfect sense, guys, you know? At the end of the day, the Shia and the Zionists, at the end of the day, they want nukes to fall. They want to force Satan into this world, and it's not going to happen. At the end of the day, none of these people are going to be saved. The Shias are not going to be saved. The Zionists are not going to be saved, you know? It's kind of like the same thing with the Christians who believe in the rapture. You know, there are Christians out there who actually do want, you know, they're called Zionist Christians. Look it up. Zionist Christians believe that once nukes start falling, you know, Jesus is going to open up heaven and say, hey, Christian, want to come up here, kick it while I go down and whoop some ass, you know? Ain't going to happen, you know? If you're one of those Christians who believe that once nukes start falling, you're going to stand outside your house go like this, save me, Jesus, and Jesus is going to save you. Yeah, not going to happen. And again, you guys out there need to understand, you can't force God to hasten or delay what he has in store for you, okay? The second you try to do that, that's when God says, hey, Satan, why don't you go have fun with these people over there? So, what you guys need to understand, the Zionist game plan is very simple. Expel the modern day Canaanites from the promised land, okay? At the end of the day, the Palestinians will be forced into Sina. And if they don't go into Sina, the Zionists will simply exterminate them. And none of the world powers are going to do anything, okay? The Zionists have already committed mass atrocities in the past couple hours alone. And, you know, the whole world is not going to do anything about it. Actually, when I was driving, I saw paid Latvian protesters holding up signs, you know, supporting Israel, you know, right? You guys remember when I did that video a couple of weeks ago at the square here in Riga, and I'm like, look at all these, Latvians simping for the Zionist. Well, guess what? They had the same thing, but with signs supporting the Zionist state. So at the end of the day, guys, all this stuff is not real. All this stuff, guys, is simply them. All this stuff, guys, is simply manufactured. None of this shit is real. This is why I tell you guys out there, you are really better off just fucking hot bitches than trying to figure out what's going on. Real talk, guys, real talk. Believe it or not, Islam actually told us, when this day comes, you're better off sitting at home in your bed than going out and trying to do nigger shit. That's exactly what's happening, guys. A lot of people out there, man. Let me tell you what Islam says. Islam says a person who's walking is better than a person who's running. A person who is standing is better than a person who's walking. A person who's sitting down is better than a person who's standing up. A person who's lying down is better than a person who is sitting up. And the reason behind it is that Islam says, if you go to your window and you see what's going on in the world around you, it might actually consume you. So this is why, A, I'm not making a video about what's going on in the Zionist state, and B, you guys remember that Latvian chick who thought I was a drug dealer? Yeah, she came back, you know. And all I'm gonna say, guys, you're better off having your dick deep in pussy than it is for you to get caught up in all this shit. Because at the end of the day, guys, God's plan is going to happen, whether you like it or not, whether George Soros like it or not, whether the Ayatollah likes it or not. At the end of the day, guys, God's plan is going to happen. There is nothing you and I can do about it. You know, the best thing we can do is to actually heed God's, you know, Islam actually tells us when this time comes, the best thing for you to do is to break your sword, cut the string of your bow, and flee up into the mountains, high above, away from it all. And that's exactly what I'm doing, you know. Like I said, I'm going through Baltic villages all over the Baltic countries. Because at the end of the day, who's gonna be more impacted when nigger shit happens? Fucking Miami, LA, New York City, or a freaking small village in Estonia, Lithuania, or Latvia, okay? This is what you guys out there need to understand. At the end of the day, guys, your best bet is to get out of the West. You guys need to understand, the West has to be destroyed. There is no other solution. Western civilization must be destroyed because it's way too corrupted. Okay, guys, it must be destroyed. It will be destroyed. So like TFM said in his podcast before, we need you alive to rebuild. At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, as MGTOW men, we are natural born leaders. We are the elite of society as MGTOW men. Damn, this has such a good taste to it. I know some of you guys are gonna say, oh, it's unhealthy. Man, zero sugar, man. Yeah, zero sugar, man. I think, how many calories does it have? Let's see how many calories it has. I think it has like 10 calories. I don't know if you guys can see that. I think it has like 10 calories or 20 calories. That ain't nothing. God, I love the taste of it. And it's actually cheaper than coffee, believe it or not, you know. So, at the end of the day, guys, I want every guy out there watching this video to understand. You are better off having your balls deep in good pussy than you are worrying about what's happening in the world around you. Because at the end of the day, this stuff is going to consume you, man. Okay? You don't want to be consumed. And see, Islam tells us the reason why you should lay in bed is in case you go to the window, you look around you, and then what you see outside affects you and it consumes you and you take part of it. You guys should not take part in anything, okay? Don't fucking have Twitter battles. Don't go to any protest. Don't fucking do anything. Mind your own motherfucking business. Make your escape plan to get the fuck out of the West, okay? That's what you guys should be doing, and that's exactly what I'm doing by traveling all over the Baltics. Now, personally, I like Colombia. I'm not gonna lie. I like Colombia, okay? I'm just giving you guys out there other options for those of you who don't want to go to Latin America or for some reason can't go to Latin America. I'm just giving you other options, okay? So, a lot of these small towns, you know, you're probably better off at a small town that has a couple of thousand people in it than you are being in Riga or Tallinn or whatever major cities in Lithuania, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand this whole war is planned out. The Shias and the Zionists, they're all in on it, dude. They're all working together to bring in Satan into this world. And Satan will abruptly show up in this world in human form, okay? The Muslims call him the Dajjal. The Christians call him the Antichrist. What the Jews are doing, guys, is that it's going to be a crash landing, okay? When their Moshiach shows up, it's going to be a crash landing. In fact, Islam tells us that the nigger shit that the Jews are doing, it is so woefully obvious that even a blind man can see that this is all nigger shit, that this is all the work of a kafir. This is the word. See, the word kafir, okay? The best definition of the word kafir came from the Jewish priest Osi Mizrahi. The best definition of the word kafir, it means a person who covers up the truth, okay? This is why the Shia, this is why the Zionists, this is why they want to erase history. They want to erase history and they want to repaint it in their own image because they are kuffar, okay? They know what the truth is, okay? They just prefer to go with Satan over God. That's just how it is for them, okay? So, at the end of the day, it's simply gonna be the Shia and the Zionist bringing in destruction into this world. And, you know, for people like you and me, when Mashiach comes into this world, listen, ain't nobody gonna believe in him, okay? And very few people are gonna... Very few people are gonna believe... Here's what you guys need to understand, okay? Here's what you guys need to understand. God is toying with the Zionist and the Shia. This is what you guys need to understand. Bottom line, God is toying with the Zionist and the Shias. He's toying with them. You see, Pharaoh was at his most arrogant when he saw the sea part. When Pharaoh saw the sea part, he genuinely believed he was God. And a couple of seconds later, when the sea came falling down on him, that's when he said, "I now believe in the God of Moses." And God replied to him, "Too late, you're going to hell for eternity," okay? So, the Jew, the Zionist, and the Shias, they don't see their folly. Every time God sets back their plan, they don't see the L. If anything, when they see the L, they're like, "Hey, let's make that L into a W." Kind of like how Pharaoh went through what? Like a dozen plagues? Every time Pharaoh went through a plague, he couldn't see the L. Every freaking L the Pharaoh took when it came to a plague, he just became more hardened as a kafir, okay? It's the same thing with the Shias and the Jews. Every L they take, they just become more convinced that they are gods. They are in charge. Because, hey, we're still around. So God is going to be like, "Okay, that's cool. I'm just going to give you all these small L's, you know, let you build up your arrogance, and eventually you're going to get the big L." And once you get that big L, there is no going back, okay? The Jews, they can stop everything right now, and things will go back to being fine, okay? The Jews can give up murdering Palestinians. They can give up trying to force people to take the Scamorona vaccine. The Jews can give up their evil and everything will be fine and dandy like cotton candy, okay? But they're not. They're like, "We need to be even more evil," okay? And it's gonna get to the point where eventually that they will be exterminated. And Satan is not going to help them. Again, this is going to be the ultimate L for the Jews, okay? The ultimate L for the Jews. When I say Jews, negatively, I'm talking about the dirty Jews. I'm not talking about Halsey or Martin Goldberg. I'm talking about the dirty Jews. You know, the ultimate L for the dirty Jews is that they're going to get exterminated. And they're gonna see it with their own, just like Pharaoh realized, "Oh shit, I was wrong." Pharaoh wasn't wrong, okay? Pharaoh wasn't God, okay? Shias and Zionists believe that they're God, okay? So what's gonna happen is that they're gonna see it with their own eyes that, "Oh shit, I'm not God. I'm not large and in charge." Because at the end of the day, Satan tells people, his followers, they're all many gods, you know? What did Satan tell Eve? "If you eat from this fruit, you're going to become God," you know? So all these people who follow Satan, whether it's the Monkey King of Saudi Arabia, whether it's Biden, whether it's the Shia, all these people, they believe that, genuinely, that they're many gods. Okay, so at the end, when these many gods get exterminated, they're gonna see it with their own eyes that, "Oh shit, I'm not God, like I thought I was. And by that time, it's going to be too late for him. So what God is doing is that he is playing a very, very good trick on his enemies. And I personally love it. Now, the question that has to be asked is, how bad is this going to get, you know? Now, Matthew Perry, he died a couple of days ago from the Scamarona vaccine. Okay, for those of you who don't know, Matthew Perry was one of the hot guys from France. He's the guy who told everybody to get vaccinated and shit like that. He ended up dying from a heart attack. So what does that tell you, right? Now, honestly, guys, I'm hoping, like, best case scenario, that God kills all the people who took the Scamarona vaccine. And that way, pure bloods like you and me can inherit the earth. Because God says, Abadi Salahun, Yeruthur Art, my slaves who are righteous will inherit the earth. So, best case scenario, all the people who took the Scamarona vaccine, they'll die. And then you and me will inherit their Bugattis and their Boeing 747s. That would be best case scenario if you ask me. I don't know if nukes will actually fly and we're going to go back to the Stone Age. I don't know. Again, it's all up to God. It's whatever God wants, guys. I'm not God, man. All I know, guys, all I know is that a lot of people on this planet have to die. That's all I know, okay? In particular, simps, okay? I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. The problem is the simps, okay? If strong men were in charge, none of this nigger shit would be going on, you know? If strong men were in charge. So at the end of the day, guys, simps have to die. Women don't have to die out because, like TFM said, women are birthing units. That's all a woman is. All a woman is that she is a birthing unit. That's all she is. As long as a bitch can get on her back, bust that pussy wide open, that's it. That's all we need from a bitch, you know. We don't need anything else from her, you know. So as long as the simps go bye-bye, that's all we genuinely care for. So at the end of the day, guys, Zionists, whether they're Muslim Zionists, whether they're Christian Zionists, whether they're Jew Zionists, at the end of the day, those have to be exterminated. At the end of the day, simps, soy boys have to be exterminated. So at the end of the day, guys, things, God willing, will work out in our favor, okay? All of this stuff is written, okay? See, you and I, we did the best we can. And that's really what God asks for. God asks that you be conscious of him and try your best. You know, that's all God is really asking for. He's asking you to try your best. That's all he wants. So, you guys, me, we're on the right path, man. We're on the right path. Just don't get caught up with all these losers out there and commit nigger shit. That's all you guys have to do. Just don't associate yourself with other people, man. Like, I don't go to protest. I don't have Twitter battles. I don't do anything, man. All I do is eat good, fuck good, and so should you. So, how bad is this gonna get and how soon? We don't know. I can't make a decision on how bad. I can't tell you, oh, we're gonna have nukes flying in 5 days. I can't tell you what's gonna happen. All I could probably tell you is that hyperinflation is gonna happen. All I can tell you is that in the very near future, guys, hyperinflation I can see happening. If a major war flies off, like for example, you know, gas here is $7 a gallon, right? So imagine if war breaks off, gas is going to be what, $20, $30 a gallon? You know, that's going to change a lot of things. If gas goes up in price, food goes up, everything goes up because America literally runs on trucks, you know. Most places get their food via trucks, get their groceries, get their shit via trucks, you know, oil tankers, you know, oil, right? So, a major war in the Gulf of Persia, that can make oil prices jump up 2, 3, 4 times, and in that case, hyperinflation will take place. All I can say for you guys out there, try to live a minimal lifestyle as much as possible, okay? Renting, even though this car cost me almost $80 for a whole week, renting it was actually a bad deal for me, because I'm probably gonna pay close to $240 to fill this car up, okay? So between going to the border in Estonia, between going to the border in Lithuania, because you guys have to understand, I'm going all over Latvia, okay? I'm going into Estonia and what have you with car. With bus and what have you. So you guys need to understand, since I'm going to be going all over Latvia, I'm going to be paying at least $80 every time I fill up this car, okay? So this car, guys, is going to cost me fucking close to $400, okay? At the end of 1 week, this car is going to cost me close to $400, okay? That's a fucking bad deal, you know? I looked at my credit card statements. The whole 3 weeks I've been in Latvia, I spent not even $200, okay? I didn't spend $200 in the whole 3 weeks I was in Latvia. Just this car alone, guys, and the trips I plan on doing around Latvia, this car alone is probably going to cost me $400. Again, the $80 for the rental for a week, I ain't worried about that. It's the fact that I'm going to have to fill up this car 3, maybe 4 times, and each time it's going to cost me $80. So what does that tell you guys, you know? So imagine if the price of fuel here skyrockets, you know, it's gonna be bad, guys. So my advice to everybody watching this, live a minimal life, okay, guys? Like I said, here in Latvia you can probably live well for probably $1,200 a month, okay? $600 for apartment. If you cook your own food like I do, you can do it for $300. You can live good in Latvia for about $1,200 a month, and you can get yourself a decent apartment too, you know. Estonia, Lithuania, I'm gonna find out. It's probably gonna be the same thing, maybe, I don't know. I'm gonna probably try to find out. I really want to go to Ukraine, guys. I really want to go to Ukraine. It's like dirt cheap in Ukraine right now. I know there's a war going on, but they're all in on it, dudes. They're all in on it, man. They're all in on it. You know, Putin is in on it. You know, I'm really hoping that Putin is playing like 4D chess with the Jews. But then again, we all thought Trump was playing 4D chess with the Jews, and apparently he wasn't. So at the end of the day, guys, just stay away from it all. Mind your own business, live a minimal lifestyle. Like I said, the 3 weeks I've stayed in Latvia, I didn't need a car, okay? And quite frankly, I really don't need a car to get around Latvia, to be honest with you. The only reason I'm doing this car thing, it's just so I can have the freedom to go wherever I want. And honestly, there is really no reason for me to have this car. I mean, the train system, the bus system in Latvia can take you anywhere. I mean, I can go from like Riga. Heck, I can go from Riga to the capital of Estonia and back for like $40, you know, on bus. That same trip, if I went with this car, will cost me $80 because I have to fill up the car, you know. It's about 350 kilometers from Riga to Tallinn, and this car goes 700 kilometers on a full tank of gas. So it will cost me $80 to go from here to Estonia and come back. Then it's going to cost me another $50 so I can get the border crossing fee. So I'll actually, like I said, I'm losing money on this car. I'm losing big money on this car. But hey, man, how often do I do this? You know, like once, that's it. You know, when I went to Romania, I did the same thing. You know, I actually had the car in Romania for a month, and I actually spent close to like $1,000 on gas on that car, because I went all over Romania, all over Hungary, all over I didn't go to Moldova with the car, but I spent close to $1,000 on that car in a month in Romania. So at the end of the day, guys, even though the cars are dirt cheap in Baltic countries to rent, you're gonna spend big money on gas. So unless you're gonna use that car to travel within the city, and even if you take the car in Riga, parking in Riga is, you're gonna pay for parking in Riga, man. So honestly, guys, if I was gonna live in Latvia, this would be my game plan, okay? My game plan would be to rent a car like this. I could probably rent this car for $200 a month, right? Rent a car like this, stay put in one of the smaller cities where you don't have to pay for fucking parking wherever you go. And that would be it. That would really be my game plan, you know. And that's exactly what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that nice, small city where I don't have to pay for parking for every place I go, you know. So that's why I don't mind, you know, wasting $400 on this car. Because think of it as a learning experience. But going back to the point of this video, guys, is that... Just don't consume all this shit, man. A lot of this shit is propaganda, you know. You got propaganda from the Shia, you got propaganda from the Zionist, of course you got propaganda from the CIA, and this is why Islam tells you guys, just mind your own business, man. Again, you know, that's the wisdom of Islam. Islam tells you to lay in bed, and the real reason why Islam wants you to lay in bed is so you can fuck hot bitches. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. And don't forget, if you guys want a custom video request, you can go to the video request from the drop down menu on MGTOW TV, obviously. If you're a content creator, you want to offer video request, go to settings, go to monetization, put in the price for the video, and in the description say what you want to talk about, and stuff like that. Alright, guys, I'm gonna see you in the next video. Take care, peace.